City and library officials will hold a groundbreaking ceremony for the new North Boulder Library just before noon today, barring any weather-related cancellation. This $12.5 million project has been in the works for over 30 years, following the declaration of the land as the preferred site back in the late 90s. The library will be a new center for adult language and literacy and after-school programs, supporting working families and fostering equity and environmental goals. The location is accessible by public transit and near the Boulder Meadows and Ponderosa mobile home parks, both historically underserved communities. In a press release, Library Director David Farnan said the library, quote, supports our community's love of learning, demonstrates our commitment to convenient and accessible public amenities, and celebrates the diverse experiences and cultures in Boulder. Project construction will take an estimated 10 to 20 months, with the expected opening in early 2024. One of Colorado's largest hospital systems announced yesterday its plan to split Common Spirit Health and Advent Health. The two entities have worked in partnership with Centura Health for 27 years. The reasoning given by the healthcare businesses for the dissolution of the partnership is that they believe they can better serve their patients by separate management of their hospitals. Common Spirit will manage 15 of the 20 hospitals in Colorado and Kansas, including Longmont United Hospital. Advent Health will manage the remaining five, including Avista Adventist Hospital in Louisville. Healthcare consultant Alan Baumgarten told the Colorado Sun the driving force behind the split is not immediately clear, but speculates there may be, quote, possible tensions over Catholic health directives, especially in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Common Spirit Health has a Catholic affiliation, and Advent Health has an affiliation with the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Centura Health will continue management of all 20 hospitals until the split is final. Colorado's House of Representatives passed a bill yesterday allowing homeowners to replace their broken, under-warranty gas appliances with energy-efficient electric ones. KGNU's Benina Lee has more.
Democratic Representative Junie Joseph of Boulder said in a press release the bill will help Coloradans save money and reduce harmful indoor emissions. Researchers say gas appliances, like stoves, can emit unsafe nitrogen oxide levels indoors. The bill gives consumers the choice to replace several types of gas appliances, including stoves, ovens, furnaces, HVAC systems, and water heaters. The legislation will also require home warranty service contracts to explain minimum efficiency and performance standards so that consumers can make informed choices about appliances. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.
A homeowner accused of starting the Tally Ho fire in Gun Barrel pleaded not guilty on Monday. KGNU's Juanita Hurtado has more.
The homeowner is facing charges for a petty offense, with a sentence of up to 10 days in jail and a fine of up to $300. The fire started in the afternoon of April 19, 2022, after the woman spread ashes from a backyard pyro fire, thinking they would be a good fertilizer. The ashes erupted into flame and spread to 10 acres. According to the Daily Camera, the charges account for damage to the yards and fences of 8 residential properties as well as open space grassland. The pretrial conference is scheduled for March 6. For KGNU, I'm Juanita Hurtado.
The Denver Department of Housing Stability, or HOST, converted Denver Recreation Centers into emergency overflow shelters last evening for people experiencing homelessness during the winter snowstorm. The city is encouraging everyone to head indoors during the cold snap, since freezing temperatures will persist over the next 48 hours. With lows near 15 degrees, it takes only 30 minutes to develop frostbite. The temporary shelters will remain available through Thursday night. The warming centers will offer access to books, computers, and other media sources, as well as water, restrooms, and places to rest. Unhoused individuals should plan to check in at, quote, front door referral centers, which are offering walk-up access and potential transport to other shelters if necessary. Be sure to stay bundled up and shovel your sidewalks this snowy Wednesday. There's a winter weather advisory from now until midnight Thursday. In Denver, Boulder, and Longmont, expect highs near 17 degrees, with lows as cold as -1 degree with wind chill. There's a 90% chance of snow during the day and a 30% chance tonight. For KGNU, I'm Melissa Palazzo.